Please use your earphones. We are using the 8D audio technique, which creates a 360 audio experience. Without your earphones, you are missing more than 68% of our storytelling. Please enjoy. Little one, I'm not going to bite you. You seem surprised. Never met an old talking magical tiger before. Well, talking is not the only thing I do. I wander the lands much longer than you, and I know stories that you humans forgot. Tales that you humans don't really tell anymore. Do you remember the story of Surida Loro? I thought so. Well, let me tell you the story. Long ago, there was a girl called Surida Loro. She was not a pretty girl. In fact, she was very ugly. Think of the ugliest face that you can imagine. And she was at least twice uglier than that. She was called Surida Loro because it means 62 in Javanese. And on her head, she only had 62 strands of hair. She lived in a small village with her old mother. Her mother was very proud of her, and every night she would sing, every night she would sing so loud, disturbing the entire village.
Not again.
Nobody can make her stop singing.
I can't stand this anymore.
She always said that ugly daughter of hers will be married to the king. That's an offense to the king.
Hey, it would be interesting if we report this to the king.
Oh, the king will be angry. How dare a peasant woman want to marry her lowly daughter to him?
Exactly! And imagine if the king knew how ugly she is. He will be furious!
Yes, let's do it!
And they did it. They complained to the king of how noisy the old woman was. They told the king of how the old woman, every night, told her daughter she'll be married to the king. And this made the young king think of something. Something the villager didn't expect. So the king called for his patti. That's an old term for the king's chief assistant.
Patti, what do you think?
The woman seemed very confident that you will make her daughter your wife.
Indeed, her daughter must be very beautiful.
For me, a king, to marry a commoner, the girl must be very special.
What is your wish, your majesty?
Go to the village and bring me this girl. If she's beautiful, I will make her my wife.
Without wasting any time, the party brought a couple of hundred of soldiers and a golden carriage to Suida Loro's place, and he saw her old mother outside the house.
"Oh, old lady,"
said the Patih,
"I am here to take your daughter to be the king's wife."
The old woman was not surprised, and she said,
"Sure, but nobody can see her beauty but the king. She is to be in the carriage alone and is to wear a cloth over her face, and only the king can open it."
"Of course."
So the old lady dressed Suida Loro in her best dress and put a cloth over her head. Then she led her into the carriage. All the king's men were curious on how she actually looked like. For her journey, Suida Loro's mother had prepared her with her favorite food, Botok Semai, a traditional dish with a very strong and delicious smell. On the way to the palace, they passed near a fairy kingdom, and the youngest fairy princess smelled the food. So she magically appeared inside Suida Loro's carriage.
"Oh, Suida Loro, please give me your food. It smells so good and I want it so bad."
"No, my mother made it just for me."
Failed to get the food, the fairy princess called for her mother, and once again they entered Suida Loro's carriage.
"Oh, Suida Loro, please give me your food. It smells so good, and my daughter wants it so bad."
"No, my mother made it just for me."
"Perhaps we can strike a bargain."
"All right. I give my food, and she gives her beauty."
And so they did the bargain. The carriage finally arrived at the palace. Suida Loro was brought into the throne room. The king saw her wearing a cloth over her head. He opened it, and lo and behold, she was more beautiful than any human girl the king has ever seen. For now, she had the beauty of a fairy princess. The king instantly fell in love, and he made her his wife. After the wedding, Suida Loro invited her old mother to the palace. The old woman was surprised. She didn't recognize her.
"Do not be surprised, dear mother. It's me, your daughter, Suida Loro. Now I am beautiful, and I'm the queen. We shall live happily here in the palace."
Suida Loro then told her story, and they did live happily in the palace for the rest of their lives. And that little one was the end of the story.